And in our NIA practice, what we do is we begin to connect with energy first and foremost by connecting to the energy personalities. So we learn to move with Tai Chi, which is a slow dance. Then we learn to move with Taekwondo, the dance of precision, or Aikido, harmonious and spherical motion. What we're learning to do is to become sensitive to a force that moves our body and a force that actually helps us connect to a tangible sensation. The way we organize our movement when we're in Tai Chi or Taekwondo connects us to a very unique energy pattern. One of the most powerful tools comes from Aikido when we connect to our hara, which is a way to energetically tap in to the energy fields around the body. To be able to recognize subtle shifts in energy and to perceive the changes is very important in maintaining health and well-being. To recognize a dip in one's energy means that you're able to know that you need to revitalize or restore, possibly needing water or going to sleep. Taking energy into your life by dancing through life means you physically sense what is happening in your life, not only in your NIA class, moment to moment. You pay attention to the details, what it means to have your palms go up, what that does, making it possible for you to make a tremendous amount of room for breath to come into your chest. What does it mean to put your palms down and actually help your body physically ground? All of these are subtle ways for you to get in touch with energy or the body's I want to talk a little bit about one of the body parts that can help you to really cultivate the movement of energy in several ways, and this is the upper arm bone. The upper arm bone, we like to describe it as a ski pole to the upper body. So if you just let one of your arms hang down right now, you'll notice that that upper arm bone that hangs from the shoulder joint is like a ski pole. And if you move that ski pole by moving your elbow, you'll notice that your upper arm bone cross your body. It can go behind your body. That elbow can move your upper arm bone up to the sky, or it can hang down. And this bone, which is called the humerus, has a little rounded top that fits into the shoulder blade, but it's free. It's a very free joint. And so when you allow your movement to come from your hand, then this upper arm bone actually gets to move freely. If you don't use your hand, then what happens is the deltoid muscles or the muscles of the shoulder start to move that upper arm bone. So first and foremost, to energetically move your upper arm bone, you use your hand. And to energetically balance and keep your energy not only energized, moving through your body, but also magnetized, grounded, you change your palm direction. You either draw your palm in and then push it out, or you do your palm up and push it down. In this way, you are balancing the flow of energy, and you're allowing it to oscillate and move in and out. Dependent upon the speed that you move, you'll notice that your breathing is changing. And as you change your breath, you can recognize the change of energy flow that's moving through your body. One of the best ways to practice moving energy in and out is first to go slow enough so that you can sense the movement and flow of energy, not only moving in and moving out through your breath, but also moving in and out and connecting to the space around you. Energy is nurturing. We get energized by eating food. We get energized by sleeping. We also get energized by moving our body functionally. And to move your upper arm bone via your hand is a very safe and functional way to not only strengthen and stretch the muscles of the upper chest and back, but also a way to protect the shoulder. Notice everything as energy. The food that you eat, Allowing your eyes to energetically receive color is a way to nourish yourself. Notice the images outside of you as energy that also feeds you and nourishes you. Receive the color yellow walking towards you. Notice the sunlight. Notice your hand. Connect to everything as an energy and living pattern. So I'd like to open it up now, and I am here to answer any question that you might have about getting the most out of your Nia practice. This is Debbie Rosas with the Nia Technique, and if you'd like to ask a question, all you have to do is hit *6, and that will unmute your call.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
I've been doing Nia for a long time, but I've recently been diagnosed with osteopenia, and I've been told to do weights. But I mean, is Nia a weight-bearing exercise?
Well, the reason they want you to do weights is they want more of a weight-bearing, loaded stress on your bones.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to think that walking was enough for to help with bone loss. But now they have found that if you do not shift body weight, which is something that we do in Nia. So in other words, when you're moving and you bend back and left and right, when you shift your body weight off balance, that actually can give you more load than if you're just keeping your three body weights aligned. So that's really important.
All right, so do you do weights other than Nia, or you just
I don't, but
okay.
I know how to use my body as a free weight.
Okay.
I do a lot of work in floor play where I'm pushing away from the floor, which uses my body as a free weight.
Mm-hmm.
I also do a tremendous amount of balance work. And balance work is a great way for you to load the muscle, particularly for the spine when you're shifting body weight, leaning left and leaning right.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons that working with weights can be so helpful for someone is that it really helps you to feel a resistance sensation. And then you can create that same sensation yourself without the weights.
Okay.
Weights, because it's an outside force, are going to deliver a very fast result.
Mm-hmm.
So dependent upon what is going on with you, it can be a good complement to what you're doing in your Nia work.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to take another question. This is Debbie Rosas with the Nia Technique.
Yes, hi, Debbie. This is Patty from Arkansas.
Hi, Patty. Nice to have you on the call tonight.
Yes, it's my first time. I have a question. I have been getting into spinning, and I'm doing it in my classes and also...
You're cutting in and out a little bit here. So you're taking spinning right now?
No, I'm really craving spinning. And I've really added it a lot to the classes I'm teaching the children.
Uh-huh.
And also I'm finding the classes that I'm taking in Nia, I'm spinning more and I'm so what is that in relationship to energy in
okay,
the body?
Okay, so I was a little confused. Spinning, you don't mean bicycle, sitting on a bicycle.
No, I mean spinning around.
You're talking, okay, so you've been adding a lot of turns in your classes?
Yes. Ooh,
with children. Okay, well, one of the things that's so powerful about turning, first of all, when you turn, you take your body's awareness of itself in space from a two-dimensional experience to three-dimensional, which is very important for balance, and it's very important for coordination. And the other thing that happens when you start to do turns is that you move the fluid in the inner ear, and there's a system called the vestibular system. So if you could imagine that you have this fluid in your inner ear, and if it doesn't get movement, if it doesn't spin, when you start to spin it, your body is not able to harmonize with the force. But the more you turn, the more you spin, it's sort of like somebody putting their head between their legs and then bringing their head back up. Eventually, your body and you get used to moving this energy so that you can maintain center. Like children, they can spin around and they don't get dizzy. So you basically begin to make this part of your body more flexible. A couple of ways that you can turn and stay centered is to follow your hand if you're turning, or you can pat your tummy or hara if you start to feel dizzy, or you can jump up and down two or three times if you start to feel dizzy. Basically, when you spin, the energy in your body can start to spin out and pull you up. So another way to help you stay in is exhale, or when you turn, say, ho, ho. You're using a sound to blow the energy out, which will also keep you in your body at the same time.
Okay,
but
great.
It's a very important exercise to do, is the turning and the spinning.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is Debbie Rosas. Love to take a question from you tonight. We're talking about energy, upper arm bone, or anything else that's on your mind.
Debbie, this is Vivian in Massachusetts.
Hi, Vivian. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. It's my first time, too. And I'd like to just follow up on that answer that you gave the prior questioner.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm hearing between the words, are you saying that by spinning we are liable to go out of our body consciousness?
No, you won't go out of your body consciousness. It's just
that. Or into trance?
No, not even the trance. What can happen is, do you know what it's like when you hyperventilate? Hyperventilate means there's an imbalance of the exchange of oxygen. You're not able to blow off enough. So there gets a chemical imbalance, basically, in the brain, and you can start to feel a little lightheaded, okay? When you spin and when you do turns, if you're not used to spinning energy, which is the most powerful way to build up energy, you're basically building up high-octane fuel in your body when you spin. And if you're not able to ground and exhale as you spin and stay centered, you can spin and the energy builds up inside of you and it's like speeding up and you start to feel a little off balance and a little dizzy. So if you turn and you and you exhale and you overemphasize your exhale, your inhale is going to take care of itself. But what happens is most people tend to hold their breath or not exhale enough, and that's when they start to feel dizzy or lightheaded.
I see. Okay, I was just thinking of the Sufi mystics who do twirling.
Yeah, that's a whole other process.
Okay.
Yeah, and they really train to do that, and that's a meditative process, and and they train to do it. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of grounding, a lot of work with your breath to be able to stay in that beautiful state.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Debbie.
This yes.
is Vivian in Ohio/California.
Hi, Vivian. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, this is new for me, and I'm a new white belt. Actually, I've had it for a year, but I haven't gotten to the point of teaching classes, and I'm really anxious. And so this is great because my problem has been just general energy, and I've had a problem with dizziness, and so this information is great. But just for general energy, when I'm in a class, it works so fine, you know, because there's a teacher. But for me to teach, when I do it by myself, it's like I don't seem to have enough. And so now I've been afraid to get out in a class. So just the whole general energy level.
Well, first of all, what I would suggest is that you invite three or four of your friends into your living room or your basement and say, look, I'm going to run a six-week series. I'm going to teach a class three times a week. I can only take two people in my house or three people. Invite them in and get some experience in a comfortable environment where you can monitor your energy and you can talk about it to the people that you invite. And the second thing is, remember that it's about teaching what you sense. This is critical. New teachers have a tendency to want to get up in their head and teach stuff that they haven't really embodied. People are going to watch you first and foremost. If you could model the class and do it in silence and say to everybody, today you're going to practice watching and following and sensing, watching and following and sensing. Then you can practice moving and breathing and really staying in your body in front of everybody. then you can shift into working with those people and saying, I'm going to give you a focus and I'm going to give you a few tips in song one. Then song two, I'm going to let you just watch me. Then in song three, I'm going to talk a little bit more. So you begin to balance moving and talking, moving and talking. And give yourself a good 6 to 8 weeks of this kind of practice, and I think that you'll begin to develop an awareness of your body, how you move, how you breathe, and how you can talk and do it all at the same time, because it is a lot.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. That's
You're
so
welcome. Thank you. All right, one more question.
Hi,
Debbie. Rosen.
Hi, Debbie. This is Amy from Kentucky, the Country
Amy.
Mouse. Yes, I trained with you in October. And I was reading about the focused healing breath, and it says to exhale and direct your healing breath into any body part that needs healing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's correct? I thought it would be inhale a healing breath, but it's exhale?
Well, if you think of it this way, you inhale and just inhale from the universe, right? Just
right.
Take it in. Just receive,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So instead of making the inhale something you have to do, I want the inhale to be something that you receive. You're just going to feel. And then as you exhale, right,
mm-hmm.
Sense the exhale, the vibration of the exhale moving into a body part. So I can exhale and I can
mm-hmm.
sense my hip softening, because the exhale is where you're going to relax.
That's where you release.
That's where you release.
Okay.
So you want to relax and release into the part that you're going to heal.
Great. Great. And I'll see you at the Kripalu for the awakening, for the
Awesome. I
yes,
look forward.
I can't wait.
Very much look forward.
Thank you
Great.
So much. It was wonderful to hear your voice.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. We got one more minute. So Debbie, anybody have a question for me?
Hello, Debbie.
Yes.
This is Heather from Toronto.
Hi, Heather. Nice to have you tonight.
It's a pleasure. It's a beautiful evening here in Toronto. I'm wanting to ask a question about moving Nia into the water.
Uh-huh.
I've been practicing. I'm an aquatic therapist. I work with a lot of rehab patients, and I have a white belt training. And I was given the name of a lady on the West Coast out in B.C. Noonan is her last name, just to make a point. But she has been practicing through, it's a Canadian aquatic certification. Have you done studies, or have you done any?
Well, I haven't done studies, but we, in the very beginning of our work, we did classes in the water. We had a program called Nia Waterworks,
mm-hmm.
and we have presented Nia at aquatics conventions before. Winnalee Zeeb, one of our teachers, is probably one of the, I'd say, the most knowledgeable. And Pardon?
I missed her name, sorry.
Winnalee Zeeb, it's Z-E-E-B.
Mm-hmm.
And she could probably put you in touch with several people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would like you to do is if you email me at debbie@nianow.com
mm-hmm.
and you tell me you want to hook up with aquatic people, I will put you in touch with the people that I am aware of.
Okay, debbie@nianow.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'll put you in touch with those people, because there are several people out there doing it. It would be fabulous.
And it's such an honor to be working with these people who are wanting more. And when you
uh-huh.
share with them about how to connect through their body and through their injuries or the limitations.
Absolutely.
To see them evolve is
yeah.
wonderful.
Well, you give them a real creative and purposeful way to be in relationship with the water and their body, so it's a beautiful combination to bring me into the water.
Oh, wonderful. Right? I look forward to talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I would like to thank everybody for joining me tonight, and I look forward to speaking to you next month. There is a call again tomorrow night for intensive graduates, and we are preparing to begin Nia's celebration of her 25th year, which will be kicked off on July 26th. We have lots of exciting celebrations and events happening. So keep your eyes and ears posted, and tell your friends, if they have not already, to sign up for the Nia newsletter. We have lots of fun stuff happening in that as well. Everybody have a great night, and thank you so much for joining.